This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. You ready?
Yes.
Hey, Eric, it's Andy. Andy from Valpo. Now, that's why I said he or she, because I've learned that Andys can be men or women.
Sure. But
I think it's a guy because it's with a Y.
Yeah.
As opposed to an I. Hey, Eric, it's Andy and Valpo. I missed when you guys answered the question yesterday about do different species of birds mate? Remember we had the emailer who said, you know, I'm sitting in my home office every day. I look outside. There's a cardinal and a robin.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there for a half hour looking at them going, what would happen if they started doing it? Would they ever start doing it? And if they do start doing it, do they have a bird baby mutt? Are there such a thing? Is there such a thing as a bird mutt? So this went on for a few minutes, and then most of the 5:30 club went, no, I don't care. I don't know. We got no answer to the issue, which is driving Andy crazy.
Oh.
Melissa went on to talk about how cardinals and robins would make carbons. Over the weekend, my wife and I were wondering, where do birds sleep? See, this is what happens when we have an entire weekend where we can't go anywhere.
Great question.
We're sitting around our house looking at each other. We look out the window, and there's that cardinal and that robin sitting there still not doing it.
Not.
And you're wondering, okay, well, if they're not going to do it, are they just going to go to bed? Where do they sleep? These are the things that happen. Have you ever really seen one sleeping in a tree at night? I've never really looked, but wouldn't it be weird to just see a bird sitting in a tree limb in the middle of the night sleeping?
Especially with a little pillow and blanket.
Isn't that why they have nests?
So anyway, just wondering. Thanks, Andy. There you go. Do they sleep in the nest, Whip?
I think so.
Do all birds have nests?
I think so.
Do they?
I mean, I'm not...
Seems like we'd see a lot more nests than we do.
I think if you really look up at the trees when they don't have leaves on them especially, you could see lots of nests up there.
Yeah. I could see like two or three in almost every tree. Yeah. But then I see 52 trillion birds.
That's a great question.
Then don't owls sleep? They don't sleep in the nest. They sleep sitting up on a branch?
Well, that may be true. Or at least they sit there and they go, whoo, at night.
This is why we didn't talk about it yesterday. See, Andy? See what happens? Yeah, well, Andy asked, do they sleep on branches? Can they sleep upright holding onto a branch?
In the city, they sleep on the electrical lines by Jewel.
They do. Those are pigeons mostly, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they sleeping or are they just sitting?
They just stay there like a long time.
They seem to be sleeping, yeah. I think. Does anybody know? Do we have any bird experts listening? Boy, that's a long shot. I'm not even certain we have anybody listening, let alone a bird expert.
But maybe a bird expert, if you get up really early, you can see some of the good ones or something. So maybe a bird expert would be up.
That's glass half full.
Maybe somebody from the zoo is listening since it's closed.
Maybe we can wrap this up by 6 and go home.
No, I want to talk to somebody from the zoo.
312-233-1019. Hi there, Lynn.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for being a part of the 5:30 Club and participating this morning. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I listen every morning, and I hear about how nobody calls. So
right,
like,
hey, right. Well, that's because, you know, they moved. We were doing 5:30, 10:30 for years, and then when all the pandemic stuff happened, Lynn, they moved us 7 to 11, and then that felt weird because after 10, generally nobody pays attention around here anyway. So then we went back to 5:30 to 10 now, and it still feels like nobody's listening at this hour. Although there's got to be somebody. You're here, right?
Yeah.
Right, and I'm glad you guys came back from 7 o'clock because I missed you early in the morning.
Oh, well, that's great. Okay, perfect.
That's,
well, that's
good
what
to
we
hear.
Needed there.
Yeah.
Now, can you help anything with these bird questions? They won't go away.
Okay, so I haven't seen like a bird, like a cardinal sleep, but I've seen ducks, swans, and geese.
Okay.
And they all turn their head and put it on the side of their body.
I have seen that. Some of them duck it under their wings, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. But you don't see a cardinal doing that in a tree anywhere, really, do you?
No, but I know I learned in, like, grade school that owls turn their heads around when they sleep.
Heard that, too.
Yeah.
Also, when they're in some kind of psychotic movie,
yes.
They do that, too.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. And then, do you know anything about having volunteered at the zoo, Lynn? Can a cardinal do it with a robin and produce a mutt bird?
No.
Okay. All right.
So it just doesn't happen. There's an answer.
How do we know this?
I've just never seen a red and blue bird.
That's true. I've seen a lot of kind of brownish, I don't know what that is, bird. Could those be mutt birds?
Maybe.
I think so, yeah.
A bunch of those running around. Maybe that's when a cardinal and a robin were doing it, and the cardinal stopped paying child support and left. And left the robin to raise the mutt bird on its own.
Yeah. Typical.
That might be the case. Top three places when they announce when the president of the world... And not many people know we have one of those. President of the world gets up to the podium and goes, open for business!
Yeah.
First place you're headed, 312 833-1019. Sometimes it's the simple places, Jim.
Yeah, it's definitely the simple places, man. I just want to go back out to dinner with my wife and daughter.
That's all.
Oh, I get that.
Just down the road to the neighborhood place. That's your destination of choice. Even more specific and just as simple, Melissa.
I want chili skillet queso and Southwest's egg rolls, and I want to eat it there. That's what I want.
Nothing would make me happier than a Chili's booth right now.
For sure.
All right. Your destination of choice?
Anywhere that there's a beach where I can put my butt in the sand and a drink in my hand.
Butt in the sand, drink in a hand.
Jacksonville, Florida, right now. You can go.
All squeeze together and see what happens. Much more distant Johnny's traveling to at number three.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm going to Fiji.
You sound like
some shark diving.
Good.
Shark diving,
wow.
Fiji.
Wow. Young adventurous. Yeah. You can tell you have made up your mind.
That is very close to a booth at Chili's. And number two, gutsy call, but Bridget's ready for a destination spot where?
Hi, guys. I'm going down to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Mm.
Yeah.
One big Petri dish of fun.
Is that where you get beignets?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat a lot of fried chicken.
Yep. They do have beignets.
That's right.
Which are so good.
Yeah.
Never been.
Yeah. And finally, it is one big ashtray down there. One big armpit. One big armpit of fun.
Cool.
And finally, in at number one, headed where the second you can, Cindy?
Hawaii.
They named it twice.
Because it's so good.
Hawaii.
No. I said Kauai.
Oh, Kauai.
Come on, Eric.
Kauai, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're more into the mountainous island.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's a place that my daughter, who lives in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
It's we can send you. Yeah, I know,
she's
right?
A Kiwi.
We can centrally locate. They're only like an hour difference, where we are 7 hours behind.
Right.
New Zealand and Hawaii is very similar, so it's a perfect, beautiful place to
they
go.
They should hire you for the tourist destination website.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
sure.
Kidding. I've never been, but now you're making me want to go.
Do you like Maui at all, or do you?
You know what? I've only been to Kauai.
Only been to Kauai. Okay.
Nice.
Maui's nice because it misses all the rain.
Yes,
my friends
true.
Live there.
Haircuts.
Okay.
And that's why we took it upon ourselves yesterday to try to find out the answer. So, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot took a little heat 3 weeks ago or so for getting a haircut after she told all of us don't get haircuts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's correct, yeah. And then her haircut person posted it on social media, right. And then it was chaos.
On Instagram. Look at me. I'm cutting the mayor's hair. And she's like, don't ever do that again, right. Or you'll never be heard from again.
Pretty much. Yeah, and she had to go out and say, like, hey, I'm a public figure. I care right. about my appearance. Pipe down. Stay
Your
home.
Appearance doesn't matter. Mine does. Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
And then because of that, we got thinking, well, the governor, who speaks to all of us at 2:30 every afternoon, had said a while ago that he was going to need a haircut. And I've kind of noticed over the past couple of weeks, it doesn't appear to be getting unruly or out of control.
Right.
No,
he may have added extra cream or gel in there to make sure that
cream
happens.
Cream in his hair?
Well, whatever he
hair
puts cream? In there. It's very slick looking. It's
gotcha.
Very shiny.
It
gotcha.
Does look very thick, though.
It's very true. Thick. Yeah. So, which leads me to believe it grows quite wildly.
Yeah.
And he gets a regular haircut, and he probably saw what happened to the mayor and said, all right, we're not doing that.
Right.
But we were wondering, okay, maybe in secret, you know, in a basement somewhere in City Hall or somewhere at the governor's mansion downstate or at his house, is he getting a haircut? Nobody's asking the question. So yesterday we said to Whip, hey, Whip, can you get a hold of that reporter pool that they do every day at 2:30 where they have one reporter in there who takes all the questions from all of the reporters and Craig Wall? And then
Craig's asked, always there.
Yes. And ask the question on their behalf. Can we, you know, you're a reporter, Whip. You're a news guy. Can you get something in there? Can you get a question in there? See if we can get this asked about his haircut. So you got a hold of Jordan, his press secretary?
That is correct. And she let me into the little web portal that they have to ask your question. And next thing you know, I was sitting waiting like everybody else to see if they asked it for me.
So you submitted your question through the question portal at what time?
They have to invite you. It's kind of like it's not Zoom, but it's kind of similar, as they invite you to a thing and you got to go to this portal and submit the thing. I submitted it at like 1:35.
At 1:35.
Yeah.
Okay, so just less than an hour before the governor spoke. And here's what happened yesterday afternoon at his press conference.
This is Whip.
Huh?
at a local radio station here in Chicago. Right. Back on April 5th, you said that you had not had a haircut recently and that you were starting to get a little shaggy. Have you gotten your hair cut since then? And if so, who cut your hair?
Does it look any less shaggy now?
Comedy.
No, it's for me anyway. It's you know, I was joking that I'll end up wearing a ponytail at some point.
We're all looking forward to that.
Good comedic timing, by the way, right there.
Yeah. All right. So the governor denies emphatically or semi-emphatically that he has not had a haircut.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people commented to me. They're like, I don't think he really said no. I think he dodged it. I heard the word no in there very briefly. But it
I
was
didn't
sort
hear
of,
anything after... With?
That's true. That was interesting.
Yeah. I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah, right. But so I can't tell if he was saying no after answering his own question about the shagginess or meaning no, I haven't had a haircut.
I took it as like, no, I haven't had one. That's why he's talked about he's going to be growing out
in
a ponytail.
Right.
Do you believe him? Just because he says it doesn't mean it's true. He's a politician.
Do you believe that he's had a haircut? I think the sides around the ears look a little bit thinned out.
Okay. When you answer a question with a question, you're hiding something.
So do you think he's had a haircut?
Yes.
Melissa, do you think he's had a haircut?
Not a lot of them, but I think he's had one.
See, I think what he's done is he's got, whether it might be his wife, could be anybody.
Maybe himself.
But I think whoever is doing it, even if it is himself, it's like, all right, trim it up, take a little, but not enough to be noticed.
Exactly.
And then like every 3 days, like, all right, trim it up, take a little, but not enough to be noticed.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Because the sides don't look like they're very much grown out at all.
But he does look like he's starting his part. Like, before he didn't have a part, so now I think he's brushing the longer top part down.
Yeah, I think that goes further to the side than it used to. So that top part, I think, is longer.
And that's why I think it's making his hair look even thicker.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Whip.
Question mark. Real name is
Whip.
Right.
At a local radio station here in Chicago.
Thank you for that. You might have to keep submitting questions now. No one is doing anything or involved in anything. No one's awake Thursday. This is why we started the show at 7 o'clock for a while, because still trying to find somebody who had a dog issue causing the breakup. On a regular day, we'd have 17,000.
Absolutely.
So here's what... Here, let's do this. Once saw a dog.
Wow, that's kind of sad.
That's what it's come to now. Hi, Eric. It's Tom in Highland Park. I saw a dog once. Thanks, Tom.
Oh, really, all we're gosh.
Doing. Okay. Well, I think somebody will call.
All right, hold on. We have a call.
Oh, hey. Awesome. Somebody actually saw a dog?
Well, there's a call coming in. Let's see. Huh. It's probably not even that. Like, oh, yeah, what time are you giving away that money?
Right, exactly. Is it about 7:20 yet?
Right, I can't blame you for that. I kind of feel the same way. It's pointless for us to be here except to give away money. All right, well, it will be soon.
You want to hear more of my story?
No, I'm good. I heard plenty the first time around. More than I needed, actually. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, you're calling because?
I saw a dog just now, actually.
Wow. Right.
Oh, just now?
All right.
That is
awesome.
Where are you and what kind of dog was it?
I'm on my way to work, and it was a German Shepherd. It was pretty adorable.
There we go.
It's adorable. You're
love
adorable.
It. Love it. Thank you. Hi there, Lauren.
Hi.
You're calling because?
I once saw a dog.
All right.
Awesome.
I like this getting people moving.
All right. And you recall that one time you saw a dog?
Yeah, I was driving to work, and I couldn't tell you what it was, but it was pooping.
Right. There we go.
Yeah,
that
was
even better.
That was definitely a dog. Or it could have been something else, but we don't need to talk about that. All right. And then finally, let's go live to Alex. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
You're calling because?
I saw a dog. I was on my way to work. I was at a stoplight, and he had a bag of Jimmy John's in his mouth.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Dog with good taste.
Dog sent out to do the pickup for the takeout. Send your dog to do it so you don't have to. Thank you. Thank you for all the calls. Now the phone lines are jammed.
Absolutely.
And I saw a dog.
See?
That's all it took. Yeah.
I love it.
2,000 Americans surveyed. They asked him, listen, because you're not doing anything, you're sitting around at home, answer this question for us. At what age is someone officially old? Okay, you're an old person now. 2,000 Americans settled on this age as the average. Whip, you said?
65.
Melissa, you said?
70.
Violetta, you said?
32.
That's what I'm looking for. There we go. There we go. You're officially old at what age, Brian?
45.
45. No, a little bit older. A little bit older. Sorry, Violetta. You're officially old at what age, Lucy?
57.
57 is exactly right. 57.
Huh. Right before that 60.
Like the ketchup.
You hit 57 like the ketchup. Thank you, Up.
Yeah,
you
Heinz ketchup.
We're. Oh. You hit 57. You're officially old. Sound about right to you, Lucy?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, as long as they get a prize, what do I care?
It works.
That's right. A survey of 2,000 Americans says you're officially old at the age of 57. More than just looking at what age is old, the survey also delved into respondents' worries as they age and found out there's more to think about than just gray hair and wrinkles. Taking care of yourself, being seen as old, having financial security, all of those things come into play. And don't even give me, you hit 32, forget it.
Oh, yeah.
Financial stability is hard at 32 as
well. Start panicking. You're a capable, stay-at-home order kind of person. You don't need to go to no stinking dentist for your cavity. It's closed anyway. The dental offices are closed except for emergencies. So you got a cavity, you have Melissa come to your house. She can do it.
I'll do it for you.
She and Dax Shepard, how hard can it be?
Isn't that scary?
I mean, Dax Shepard has been on a set that looked like a dentist office once. And he played with his stuff. He knows what she's doing. Melissa once saw a dentist, so that's good enough.
Yeah.
What have you decided you could do now? You don't need professional help any longer, Kristen.
So I had a bathroom incident where I lost my tile and hacked the drywall in my bathroom.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to do it myself. I just worked my job. I've decided I'm going to drywall and tile my entire bathroom.
Wow.
And you feel like you could do this? You feel like you could figure this out? You have the time now? Rather than have somebody come and do it, you're going to do it yourself.
I think I can figure it out. I'm like Melissa said, I can look at YouTube and figure out how to drywall. It might not be perfect, you know.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of, there's like a YouTube do-it-yourself channel. There's a story about it where everybody's learning all these home repairs now. I still couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to try, though.
Ooh, I don't, you I don't think I know.
You got to be willing to fail.
No, I don't got to try, and I am unwilling to fail.
So a lot of pausing. Step by step.
Yeah, I don't fit into any of those categories because there's no way I can do it. I don't have the patience.
Or the
technical expertise.
Yeah.
Or in the tools.
Hi there, Carol. You believe you don't need professional help any longer. You can do what?
Well, I attempted to sneak our shower drain to have it run, and we failed. So we hired a plumber, and he in turn jammed it in so bad it broke off the drill.
Oh my God!
That's a
so
big,
even the pros couldn't deal with your clog.
That's gross.
I have a slow running bathroom sink too. I got to get that figured out.
Yeah, what do you mean, like low water pressure, or it's always dripping?
No, it gets in there and it just doesn't drain.
Doesn't drain well.
Drain.
So have you ever tried plunging it? I'm not even joking.
Get
a separate plunger from the toilet one.
Yeah,
it works eventually.
Oh, look at Mr. Know-It-All.
I know. Like,
why
two
don't you
things?
Go fix Melissa's cavity while you're at it?
That I can't do.
And go YouTube it.
Hi, Angie. You believe you can do it now?
Five-star chef.
Oh. Five-star.
Really?
I love it.
Perfect. Really. It's just as soon as we open this thing up, you're going to work at Alinea with Grant Atkins because you could do this. How hard can
That's
it be?
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I had for lunch yesterday? Beans and weenies. That's what I had.
Wait, what's your specialty?
There is no five-star. That is my specialty. I am no five-star chef at all. Sorry how bad this phone system sounds, Tom. We'll get it fixed one day. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
You feel like you can now master what?
I thought I could master those golf trick shots in the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how'd that go? Put a golf ball through a window?
No, just a Marilyn Monroe frame, a Chief Illinois frame, and about a light bulb.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like
three
your decor.
Three broken things, yeah.
My buddy Italian Mike has been sending me trick golf shots in his house.
Really? You working on him?
Well, no, he is. Oh. He put his ping pong table on an angle, and he hit a chip shot off the ping pong table over the room and into a glass.
My God.
Did he? He did it?
He did it, yeah, and then went crazy. What? I tried to upload it to Barstool Sports Chicago, but they're full. You can't even upload anything to Barstool anymore.
Really? I've been watching the unboxing with Barstool Sports, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you haven't watched Melissa, Barstool Sports Chicago, you could.
Okay.
Very local, very important.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hi there. Is it Rennie?
Yes, it is.
You believe you could do what now without professional help?
we can Bondo our car, get the rust off it, and just nice. Have a beautiful new car.
Nice. Bondo the rust away on your car. You don't need no stinking auto shop to do that. It's a body shop to figure it out. You can do it yourself in your garage. Bunch of paste.
Yeah.
Put it down and you sand it down or something.
Or something, rub it.
And then you paint it with some house paint. You're good to go. Just like they do. We've arrived at that time for three stories and three stories only. Three headlines. You tell us the order you want to hear them on Three Story Thursday. You ready?
Yep.
So two nuns and a gimp walk into a bar. That's kind of today's theme.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Here are your Three Story Thursday headlines. Number one. Italian convent forced to close after nun falls in love with local man.
Nuts. Wow, really?
Wow.
That's a shame.
Beautiful.
They had to close the whole convent?
Beautiful love. Well, you have to find out more in a second.
Oh.
Three Story Thursday. Headline number two. Police catch fugitive fake nun hiding in convents to evade prison.
Oh. Mm.
See? Well,
that's a good place to hide, though.
Those are your two nuns right there. There's a gimp. Headline number three. British gimp man stuns shoppers by getting groceries dressed head to toe in black latex.
Oh.
And you want to be my latex husband. Yeah. You know the gimp, don't you, Violetta?
I can't say that I do.
That's got Pulp Fiction written all over it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Remember the gimp?
I might have fallen asleep during that part.
Oh, you missed the gimp in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, man, you
got
to rewatch.
Yeah. There's you need to be watching that on your... daytime TV, passing the time.
Yeah, right. I need to rewatch that like three times to understand anything.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. All right, what's it going to be? Where are we starting? Where are we ending?
I want to know about the love, the nun in love.
All right, nun in love. There it is. What would you like to end with?
The gimp?
All right, gimp it is.
Let's do it.
All right. Italian convent forced to close after nun falls in love with local men. Our local man.
Men? Okay, she's held on to how many?
Yeah. A 17th century Italian convent has been forced to close its doors after one of its four nuns fell in love with a local man. Convent of the Cappuccini Fathers of San Sepolcro.
Wait a second.
Was reopened in 2015 after years of abandonment and has been run by the Benedictine nuns ever since. But Sister Maria Teresa, Mother Superior, was recently removed after having fallen in love with a local man.
Oh, boy.
With her gone, Cappuccini was reportedly forced to close its doors definitively as the three other nuns, one who had been a sister for 80 years and two newer sisters.
Her heart has got to be broken.
Right. We're unable to keep up. It remains unclear whether Sister Maria Teresa stepped down on her own accord or if she was forced to.
Oh, boy.
Bobbity
boopy.
Can't stop love.
Bobbity boopy is
right. And
if your
heart's not in it.
Right. I mean, police catch fugitive fake nun hiding in convents to evade prison in Gallarte, Italy. A 47-year-old Italian woman who disguised herself as a Catholic nun and had been hiding out in the convents to evade arrest for 2 years was finally arrested by police in northern Italy. The woman, who has not been named, fled Sicily in 2017 after being convicted of fraud in court and headed north, sentenced to 2 years in prison, saying she was arrested from a Benedictine convent in Gallarte, north of Milan.
You know she was praying to not get caught. For 2 years. But
definitely.
Oh, my God.
Boppity boopy to that, too.
There you go. That's hilarious.
It's okay. And then finally on Three Story Thursday.
30?
It's about 9:30.
Kind of. Because my joke was so funny.
Nope, I just actually don't care anymore.
No, that's why.
British gimp man stunned shoppers by getting groceries dressed head to toe in black latex. A black-clad gimp amused shoppers in Essex, England. As he was spotted buying his essential items in a full-body latex suit.
Oh.
Staff and fellow shoppers posed for pictures with the gimp.
Hey, what?
And joked with the mystery man. The self-declared Gimp Man of Essex was in store to buy essential items for an elderly friend and to raise money for charities. Pictures and video of his visit to the store saw him perusing quiches, washing liquids, and buying milk. He's the Gimp Man.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.